Stand up tall. Yeah, we got to stand up tall. That's what we got to do. Love it. Great song. Steve Starr is sitting in for Steve Elkins tonight on Off the Beaten Path. We're having a good show. It's just getting started, friends. We're going to rev it up now because I'm going to really start talking some positive energy of what we can do. I've got some calls lined up here, and we're going to get to them. But let me just start with this, okay? Let me explain what happened back in the days when Roy Beck set up this Numbers USA thing. He was faxing both senators and congressional people. All you had to do was go in there and they'd fax these letters. And they were pouring in by the hundreds. Now, here's the way it works. If you're not a constituent identified by zip code on your email to a senator, to one of your two senators, both of them, and your congressman, your email will not be accepted. But they cannot stop you from faxing them. They cannot stop you from calling them. They cannot stop you from visiting their office. Now, you're not going to get a chance to talk to the congressman in most cases. You're going to talk to somebody who answers the phones. But the fact is, any one of these people in the U.S. Congress and the Senate are supposed to, by law, hear you as a citizen from wherever you live. You can call somebody in Alaska. You can call somebody in Florida. You can even call Nancy Pelosi's office, and somebody has to answer that phone. Sometimes they'll take a message, which is really great, because when you get a chance to take a message, nobody interrupts you. You can say all kinds of things. You can say, you might want to pass this on. Maybe five or six people will hear it. Faxing is something they have to hold on to. You'd be surprised how this works. What Roy Beck did was he flooded these offices with faxes, and congressmen were changing their votes on the floor when they found out how outraged people were with this immigration legislation that was going through because they were up to date with it. This is what I call political engineering. Friends, it has to be about numbers. Let me just give you a quick idea, okay? Imagine there's a castle, but that's a stronghold, and it's a very, very, you know, it's a bad king or an evil, wicked leader lives there, right? And he's just, you know, pilfering all the people there, and the people want to get to him and bring him down for justice because he's so illegal and wicked and filthy. Well, you know, the rain can fall on that castle for 1,000 years. It's hardly going to have any effect. But if you focus a high-pressure water hose and mix a little sand in it, you can take the walls down in a very short period of time. It's all about political engineering. It's about using pressure. It's about knowing how to use pressure. And if we start to use pressure, these people are going to start to crumble, especially right now with Biden and all the trouble he's in. With the impeachment, it's building. And I've been calling Congress people. I've been asking them about this. Well, here's what you're going to hear. Well, there hasn't been any talk about this or at this point so far, this kind of thing. I've heard from a few people that say we're getting a few calls. But what we have to do is turn up the velocity very, very high. Okay, so I think I'm going to get to a call or two because we got so many lining up. But I want to go into this deeper. And I want to mention to you that this is much better. The pen is mightier than the sword, friends. Okay, and if we're thinking we're going to buckle down and hide out in a hole, okay, with your 45 and your AR, and you got your K rations and your helmet and everything like that, and a machine that you can actually piss in to and then pour drinking water out into your helmet and drink and eat your K rations and survive, you've lost already, okay? You'd be thinking that I wish I had used my computer and my telephone a long, long time ago. Don't even think about that as a solution. That's the last holdout. That's the end of this thing. We got to change this now. So I think Dave is up next in Delaware. Dave, you got some comments? Let's hear from you.
Yeah, the IRS admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Do you recall volunteering to pay income tax? Well, I got a news release for people if they're interested. A Sussex County, Delaware research group has come up with a method to legally withdraw from the income tax. Their method is money-back guaranteed if all six steps are observed. For more information, visit revokeincometax.com, and you can unvolunteer and no longer hear from the Internal Revenue Service about their income tax. Thank you.
Very interesting. Very interesting. You ought to get them on to advertise. Yes, it is voluntary. And I think people actually don't realize they started to volunteer a long, long time ago. Getting that reversed is a little bit troublesome and problematic. I think the biggest problem, though, is the corruption in the IRS that we know is there. It has been all along. They were spying on various groups doing all kinds of things. And, you know, no one's ever answered for that. And this is another part of the collapse, really, of the entire system that's happening right now. So, yes, I mean, that's an option. The IRS is already out of control. Now they're bringing in, the story of 80,000 armed IRS agents and things like that. This is all a part of Biden's administration and his agenda. So it's another thing to add to the whole story there. But, yeah, that's one of them. It's DOJ has got a lot of problems as well. But let's get to Lynn in Maryland real quick here and see what Lynn has to say. Lynn, there?
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it. In memory of Ted Kaczynski and what you've been talking about, I'd just like to read this sentence and then comment a little bit. He talks about technology and technical advances, fast communication, fast long-distance communications. How could one argue against any of these things? He asked in his manifesto, quote, "Yet all these technical advances taken together have created a world in which the average man's fate is no longer in his own hands, but in those of politicians, corporate executives, and remote, anonymous technicians and bureaucrats whom he, as an individual, has no power to influence." Okay. Actually, you know, when you talk about biometrics, one of the things we don't think about is our brains. Now, remember when with Obama's brain mapping project, I was like, check, because I had already read the Converging Technology study from 2000 that was supposed to take 20 years, and it was over by 2010. You can find it on Government Printing Office's website or National Science Foundation. And Converging Technologies for Enhancing Human Performance. But we have moved on to emerging technologies. So next time you buy a pair of earbuds, you better check into what they are, because besides, you know, headbands and other things to do an EEG, they're also using earbuds. Now, don't think people won't not tell you what they're doing. And just like your fingerprint and iris scan, well, they can do a brain scan, and as similar as our brains do fire for under certain emotions, they're also unique. And we are voluntarily offering up ourselves to be manipulated. Honestly. Now, I believe in calling my Congress people. I call Capitol Hill all the time, and it doesn't take an army. One person can make a big difference. But we need to know what we're dealing with here, because people want us to give up our freedom and our liberty and do it under the guise of science or for advancement of technology. And how many people are still using, you know, a smartphone? Can't live without their smartphone. Well, you've already been sucked in.
Yeah, the smartphone technology is one of the worst right now. And a lot of this is being used to tracking and get your data. We know that.
It's also being used to totally manipulate people.
Yeah, they are.
And they don't even know they're being manipulated. They think it's their own thoughts and initiative, and it's not. They're being played, and they don't even know it.
There's an interesting article that Reclaim the Net put up on the 11th today. DHS sought to assign social credit scores to social media users, and this talks about that in exact detail. In a sharp spotlight on the interplay between national security and individual privacy, newly disclosed documents have unveiled that the Department of Homeland Security, that's DHS, entered into a contract with the University of Alabama to develop a project dubbed Night Fury, designed to analyze and assign risk scores to social media accounts. The Brennan Center for Justice procured these documents through a public records request, and the motherboard was the first to report on them. Project Night Fury is aimed at utilizing automation to detect and evaluate social media accounts for connections to terrorism, or what they call terrorism, right? Could be illegal opioid distribution, but also disinformation campaigns. They're coming after your free speech, okay? But, you know, you're really, I like what you said, you're calling Capitol Hill. Now, what we need is 10,000 people.
You have to explain to the people down there. They don't get it. Like when, you know, like you know how Elon Musk's Neuralink was approved by FDA 2 weeks ago? Well, his partner had split off with him in 2021, and he's been chipping people's brains since then. That was approved then. But you know what? It benefits quadriplegics, paraplegics, amputees. Well, you know, you have to explain to these people, DARPA does not fund medical research for medical purposes. They're in the business of defense.
Right,
and that's
right.
Not to defend us.
Yeah, these are test projects to keep the elite
empowered.
And
if we're on the internet, we're part of their hive mind, and we're feeding into their system and artificial intelligence. We're just giving them more data to take over, and it's all about control. And we're about ready to be enslaved, and people don't even realize it. And I know that sounds extreme, but I'm getting a little tired of everybody being asleep and not and still looking at their phones, not having a clue what the hell's really going on.
Yeah, we're all, we've all given up too much of our lives to this high-tech data stuff.
If you're looking at any screen, virtual reality is running in the background, and it has been for over 5 years. Your brain has no firewall against virtual reality. Whatever is there, your brain takes in and believes it as utter, total fact. And you aren't even aware of it.
That's not your brain, though, and it's not mine. I mean, the question is, why are some people awake to all of this and rejecting
it? Yes, it is yours. It's in my brain. If you're doing anything in virtual reality, and that means if you're looking at any screens since 2017 at least, your brain is taking it in, and it believes whatever is there. And don't
my
worry, you don't need to
no.
wear goggles because you have a lens. You have a screen. You have lenses in your eyeballs.
Yeah. You know, actually, I think there still is a discerning factor that's inside each one of us. And if we enlighten that and use that and rely upon it and back away from this stuff, you start to realize what is lies, what isn't real all the time, just like we're doing on this show. You're very on top of it. I don't think they're getting to your brain, you know, to be honest with you.
Because I don't look at screens. I'm not on the internet.
Yeah, a lot of people do, though. That's pretty much the way it is. I know
and
that.
They will be deceived. You know, there's a way that seemeth right to a man. The end thereof is going to be their destruction. And that's the bottom line. You know, we're not that powerful. And you know, I mean, it's like...
Well, I think we are. I think we're a lot more powerful than we think we are, though. And here's the thing. You see, the media's lies are wearing really thin. Right now, that's what's actually happening. The mainstream media. I actually worked in the mainstream media. I should have gone back to that background. I worked as an ABC News and sports anchor at a small affiliate. I was at CBS for a little while. I worked in satellite television. I got out of it most of all of that in the early 80s because I knew even that back then it was going the wrong way. Nothing about that gives me any regrets today as to why I would have stayed or should have stayed. I am so glad I got out of that. I would much rather be here with RBN. People like you, talking to people like you, because there are people that are waking up. I do believe the Spirit of God is giving us discernment, friends.
But the other thing is, you just have to look at society, government, everything. You can't do anything now without being told to do it online. You know, your car registration, your driver's license, your whatever it is. And no phone number, no nothing. And so everybody's just like, oh, okay. And it's like, no, I'm not doing that. And no, you can't have any more of my biometrics. I'm done with that. You know, what about my rights to say no?
Well, that's what we got to encourage is people to take their rights, Lynn. And that's exactly it. And I think there's hope to that. I really do. But we're going to have to get organized and we're going to have to use the ability that we have to communicate to these people out there about what's going on and why we're sick of it and we're not going to put up with it, why it's illegal, why we are going to start pressing charges. Because now, suppose it does come to a revolution, which I've been telling people I'm not looking forward to, because if we do that, we've failed to a large extent already. No revolution really, almost all revolutions devour their first generation, friends. I mean, they very rarely are successful. What we need right now is to take back the reins of power, which I think we're on the verge of doing, not because of Trump. I think Trump is a complete distraction right now. But at the same time, people know something's wrong, and this is where we need to get organized, and we shouldn't be looking necessarily to leaders. We're not going to have another election. We've got 7 more months, essentially, of this year, and then it's 2024, then 10 months before the election, and the new president will not be seated until 2025. We've got to think about what's happening right now, and we need to put a stop to everything that's in Washington, and we can do that if we know what to do. And I think the key thing that we need to do is mount a campaign of people calling in and demanding the impeachment of Biden and Kamala Harris.
Biden's going to be there till the next election. That's just a waste of time. There are too many other things going on in Congress to worry about Biden's stuff.
Biden's going to stay there.
What about AM radios and cars? That's something. Yeah. How many people called about that in the past couple weeks?
Yeah, I work at a
news. You know who reads the newspaper actually and knows what's going on in the world? What's coming up this week that Congress is dealing with? Because when we get to know staffers, we can make a difference in what Congress and senators do.
Yeah, that's a good, big part of it. Get to know some of these people. I think a whole independent party needs to rise up right now. I don't think RFK Jr. is going to get the Democratic nomination. What's he going to do? I don't know. Rand Paul would make a good candidate, I think. I'm not in favor of DeSantis. I'm not in favor of Trump at this point, and certainly not Biden. But Biden is on the bubble right now. This Mr. Old Stinky Pants, a perverted imbecile, is not going to last.
I think that's just a distraction that people want to do to divert from Trump's indictment on Tuesday.
Well, Trump's indictment on Tuesday means is basically illegal. It's another witch hunt. We're wasting more time. Why would we care at this point? I mean, I'm not in favor of it. It's fueling the fire is what it's doing. But it's not going to change things. What we need to do is demand a change in the government right now at this point. And we can do that by calling. If you start calling these people, you can call anyone in Congress. Start leaving them messages telling them that we know that Biden is illegal.
Give out the switchboard numbers so people can call. Because, I probably made 15 or 20 phone calls last week. It makes a difference, folks.
Yes,
it really does.
That is good, Lynn. That's what I appreciate. Hey, don't give up yet. We're making some progress. Hey, I got James in Vancouver hanging over. I got to get to him after the break, but we'll be right back. Steve Starr sitting in for Steve Elkins here on the show here. Friends, you're listening to Off the Beaten Path right here on RBN. Stay with us.
Getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range. 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need K-9. carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hey, getting right back in here, starting right back up. We got a short break coming up in a little bit, but we've got just a little segment here. I'm going to get to James in Vancouver, but let me just say this, friends. Okay, we've got to stay optimistic. The biggest thing they're going to try to do almost immediately is start to shut down their communications. That is what they, because they know we're winning. All right. They know when we can talk to people, we can make changes because people are starting to hear what we're saying. I understand that there's a lot of negativity. Of course there is. But at the same time right now, they wouldn't be doing a lot of what they're doing. I think they've actually tried to reach a bridge too far with their plan. It's moving too fast and it's collapsing upon itself. The pendulum is swinging back. It's starting to come. And friends, it's not may not have reached its far to the most bizarre point yet. But it is starting to slow down and come back the other way, and they know it. These people are in trouble, and what we need to do is make them very uncomfortable, not with threats, not with anger, but with continual coming at them and saying, we know what you're doing, and we know who you are, and we're going to hold you accountable to it. And these people can be held accountable. I really do believe they can. Okay, let's see if we can get to James real quick, and we're going to hit a break probably at the end, the middle of the hour. But James is there, and let's get a few words in from him. James, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir, I am. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yeah, there's, I hear this controversy all the time. People say, or some people say, viruses don't exist, right? But let me ask you then, and I don't say you're saying it, but let me ask you, do you believe in DNA?
I believe in DNA, yes, absolutely.
All right.
And RNA, too, well, and RNA. And,
yeah, okay, sure. Those are the essentials of viruses, is DNA and RNA, right?
Yes. Well, so, actually, you know, viruses, you know, retroviruses are only one strand of RNA. COVID apparently has two. It's DNA. DNA is a very solid substance. RNA is very fragile. So that's one of the problems you have with these is RNA is actually created to be engrafted into DNA is what it is. Mm. That's why it doesn't last very long. And that's why they had to put it in the lipid with the jab,
DNA,
theoretically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. DNA needs a protein coat as well. Otherwise, it'll deteriorate very quickly.
Right. Right.
So they both need protection. Right?
Yes, they do. They
and
do.
Proteins and lipids are not
stable.
The same thing. Mm. Proteins and lipids are not the same, okay? But let me just say this, that people talk about electron microscopes. Actually, the proper instrument to use to isolate and identify any virus is X-ray crystallography, okay?
Yeah.
You have to, the electron microscope will give you a smudge. It's not going to give you the details, okay?
Yeah. That's the older technology that really hasn't been advanced as well as it should, as I understand it. I don't know that much about it, to be honest with you. But, yeah, that came out in the 20s, didn't it, about 1929?
Which the electron microscope was invented by Ernst Ruska in the 30s in Germany. United States didn't have one. Wendell Stanley had to go to Munich to learn how to use an electron microscope because the United States didn't have it. But look at... another thing is, obviously, in science today, in the health system, what you have is a lot of political fighting because it's all about the money, right, and control. Right. So getting a straight answer, it's all big money. And in order to get drugs verified by the FDA, you got to have hundreds of millions of dollars each time. So this is all big business. And there's no chemist out there. There's no geneticist who's going to be able to stand up to that kind of power, you see.
Well, it's a lot of money. But what did you see David Martin's presentation to the EU, where he showed how all the patents had moved through the system and how they were all illegal? And even he said at that time, now I don't know that David Martin's in the no virus camp, but what he basically said was they were creating a vaccine or a jab for a virus that didn't exist at that time. They were trying to get a patent for something that wasn't there. And I mean, all these things are pretty, pretty interesting when you follow going back to the 60s, even really. How they had, Pfizer and all these other people had dodged all these regulations to do all this. Well, some of it was gain of function, some of it was genetic mutation and various other things that they said they were doing. But anyway, I'll get back to you. What would you
corporations are fighting for their market share, and they're fighting for what they own. And there are a couple of corporations out there that are important in this equation, and one in particular is the Battelle Corporation, which is a super secret skunk works that works primarily for the military. And right now, I understand they're working on Elon Musk's Neuralink. But there's six others. One is called CACI International. The other one's called Leidos. The other one's at Los Alamos. Then there's the National Laboratory, Los Alamos National Laboratory. Then there's Excellus, and then there's SRI at Stanford. See, and all of these companies now, once they take a picture of these viruses, and these guys know how to make viruses in their secret labs, and when they take a picture of those viruses, they're not going to show the picture. The best they're going to do is draw a diagram in some kid's textbook that looks like a little picture, right? And then people say, well, there's no virus. They didn't give us the picture. Well, they don't want to give you the picture. See?
Well, the question I'd have, though, James, is if you call the Centers for Disease Control, you've got a BSL-3 lab or whatever, and you say, we want to take a sample of SARS-CoV-2. We want to see it replicate. We want to put it into cell culture to see how it operates to discover its pathogenic process. And they say, well, we don't have one. And then you call the NIH, they don't have one. The United Kingdom's Health Service, they don't have one. The World Health Organization, they don't have a virus. They'll give you a computer diagram, and they'll tell you this is the virus. Why won't they produce something in a pure sample that we can actually replicate, we can watch it replicate, because they don't have one? That's the question.
Well, they may not have one. That might be true. But if that virus does in fact exist, one of those six companies that I mentioned definitely will have it. But again, they are not going to let that out because they're under military discipline, all those six skunk works.
But here's the thing. If the virus is everywhere, how come we don't have a sample? It's everywhere. I mean, people say, aren't you afraid this is going to escape? And I'm saying, James, didn't it already? Isn't that what they told us?
Right.
You know, if it's everywhere, why don't we have one? And that's the question that we've kept asking all along. Now, we have this Tinker Toy illustration where they, it's a little bit like saying they have the primers A, B, C, and then they put X, Y, Z, and they say in between it's like 574, X, 7, 9, P, 2, you know, whatever. I mean, they just fabricate whatever's there, and you don't really have something to work with there. The primers that Kristen Drosten came up with were supposedly all they needed because they thought they were individualistic enough to identify, and yet we don't have a virus that we could actually work with. That's odd.
I would, well, I would assume that in the lockdown of 2020, all the labs were shut down and the doors were locked, and any students that were eager beavers that want to try to replicate anything were told, go home, be quiet. The lab's finished. Well, that was all around the world, I think.
Yeah, well, they have it all over the place, but there's a lot of questions, of course. Well, we'll come back to that.
Right.
You know, we've got a break coming up. All right. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path. Steve Starr sitting in for Steve Elkin. Stay with us, friends, right here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Yeah! Babaloo! Kind of reminds me of the old Ricky Ricardo band from many years back. Hey, welcome back to Off the Beaten Path, the program normally hosted by your good friend Steve Elkins. Well, he's out tonight. I'm filling in for him. He's undergoing some chemo, friends, and it's going to be a little rough and rocky for a few weeks, so please keep him in your prayers. And he's a good friend. We've known each other for many years, and I'm glad to help him out. But, you know, I'd rather he do the show, and I'd rather be on with him, you know, because we have some great conversations every time. And good people out there, listen, friends, you know, I appreciate your opinions. I really do. You know, I hear a lot of really good people out here, and I'm not altogether Pollyanna positive about all this, but I'm at the same time not negative. The key thing is we're in a race right now, whether we are going to be able to communicate fast enough. If we're going to be able to communicate fast enough, and if we're going to be able to get organized enough, quick enough, we got a chance of pulling all this nonsense down. Now, I know people have this apocalyptic view, you know, it's the end of America. No, I don't think so. Germany survived two world wars. They're still around. Russia's still around. The country isn't going to go anywhere, whether it's going to remain what we hold to and believe in. Well, it's already slipped a long ways from that right now. You can see what happened with the election. It was a disaster. Look what happened with January 6th. You know, I don't want to get into Trump. I really don't. But I can tell you this. I heard a really good talk by a guy by the name of Mark Call, and he was explaining that there are basically two kinds of people who want to get into leadership, okay? One, they are the narcissists, and the other are the psychotics, you know, the psychopaths, okay? These are the kind of people who gravitate toward power. The psychopathic type people don't care what you think of them. They just do what they want. They're all about power. They're all about greed. They're all about their own their world of self-consumption, their world of whatever evil they desire, they want, and they want to perpetrate that on you. And they basically are, you know, they're incited by things that are evil and wicked. That's the kind of people, that's their excitement and their incitement, if you like. That's what they're all about. The second is the narcissist, okay? Narcissists are all about them. They're concerned about what you think. They are a little more empathetic, okay, if it suits their purpose. But they discard people if they're not. You know, it's not about the people who are suffering. It's about their image, their life, their kind of their style, their persona, so to speak. These are the narcissists, okay? They sometimes can be empathetic, but they can also shed that empathy very quickly when it's not in their interest. I think you might be getting the message here as to what I'm talking about. I mean, think about all those people who were locked up on January 6th. Think about Julian Assange. Think about people like even Roger Stone and some of these other people who had to go to jail to keep Mr. Trump in power. You know, I don't think Trump really has the interests of anybody's, the nation at heart, to be honest with you. I think he's more about his image. I think he's more of a Monty Hall salesman than he is a top cop law enforcement person. I didn't want to say that. I really didn't. Because I don't hate Trump. I'm still supporting, I'm hoping that he'll come back, but he has not made the critical move in admitting that he was damn wrong with letting Fauci run the country. As I said in the beginning of the show tonight, I've watched Fauci for 31 years, and I could not believe Trump turning the entire government over to this little dangerous viper, this maniac, this Jesuit-trained Satanist, friends. I mean, I cannot believe that happened. And Trump has still not taken offense over what Fauci did. There's been a few ruffled feathers, but he hasn't called him out. Trump has never denounced his warp speed disaster. You know, I'm going to wax biblical a little bit here, okay? And this Sunday night, if you look at the story of what King David did in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, go there, 1 Chronicles chapter 21. We know King David was essentially a good man. But the Bible says Satan stood up to provoke David to number Israel. Numbering meant taxing, conscription to army, all these other things, as well as actually claiming these people for his own use. And God had warned his leaders, never do that. Now, I don't want you numbering these people, because every time you get your eyes on numbers, you start thinking in human strength. Remember, Gideon beat the Midianites with 300 people. David slew the giant with just one stone. You know what I mean? The people of God have been backed by God's divine power, and that's the way he wants it. He wants us looking to his strength, not our own. So this was a really bad move, and it was going to carry some penalty. Joab, his top general, warned him not to do this. You know, just like Trump was warned, don't do this, don't get into this, you know. But he went ahead and numbered the people, and a plague broke out all over Israel almost immediately. 70,000 people died almost immediately. Now, David did the smart thing. He realized, okay, I made a hell of a bad mistake. He admitted he was foolish. He got before God. He told him, I have sinned. He said, listen, you can't let any more of these sheep die. Take me. I'm the one responsible. Take my life and my father's family, but spare these innocent sheep. You see, he cared more about the nation and the people at root than he did his own persona. Okay, Saul was different. He was all about his image. You know what I mean? If you read the story, you can see these people. It's amazing, isn't it? The Bible is the greatest psychology book ever written because it tells us exactly how we are. It's amazing. But God was able to turn it around, and he was able to stop the plague that was hitting Israel because David repented immediately of it, and he got it behind him. It was kind of toward the end of his kingdom, and then Solomon would come up next, who really wasn't a very good king in the long run, as you know. But the bottom line is, you know, when these leaders make these kinds of mistakes, they don't, in many cases, both the psychopath and the narcissist, they don't really count the cost of what the people are going to have to deal with, because they're basically about their own power and themselves, and that's the problem here. Now, I didn't want to get into that because it's kind of I didn't want to go back into the whole Trump thing, because as I look at it, Trump is a long ways from, you know, people think he's going to get elected again. I mean, he got elected last time. I mean, that election was as crooked as it could be. Look at the movie Fraction Magic that Bev Harris, she was a Democrat, produced about these electronic voting machines. And you can go to her website at blackboxvoting.org, blackboxvoting.org, and click on the Fraction Magic film. It'll show you exactly how this stuff works. We've known for a long time these machines were corrupt. And Carrie Lake's taking that point up as well. Now, getting away from that a little bit, I want to say this, okay? We are in a race right now. We are in a situation to where if we can get organized and we can start putting pressure on Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact, that place really is a swamp. If we can start forcing these people to hear us because of the numbers and they start wearing out, they're not going to want to go to work. They're not going to like their jobs. They should not like their jobs at this point. These people should either be with the folks who are wanting change and demanding change right now, or they should be packing up and saying, I'm resigning. I want to get out of here. I don't mean threatening them. I just mean making them miserable all the time. And just as I said before, Roy Beck and his Numbers USA program was just spitting out faxes by the millions in these offices when these people tried to pass that immigration law a long time ago. And congressmen were changing their votes on the floor. They would plan to vote for the bills, and they decided, no, we're not going to do this. People are already watching. We need to hold these people accountable. I'll tell you about my congressman, okay? A guy by the name of Ken Buck. He is also on the House Judiciary Committee, former DA from up here, a conservative-type guy. I wrote him before the election, before the certification, and I said, Joe Biden cannot be president for five reasons. One, high crimes and misdemeanors. Two, bribery. Three, treason, all of which are constitutional in forbidding a man like this to take this office. He is not being vetted. Four, he's a ditz. He's out of his mind. He's mentally unstable. Well, that's obvious by now. He can't have a job. You don't want to put a person like this with his finger on the nuclear trigger. You know, come on, you know. And then finally, five, he didn't win that election. He never wrote me back. Ken Buck never wrote me back. And I mention his name all the time. Hey, Ken, hope you're listening. I'm going to send you this podcast. You want to hear it? Yeah, I'm going to keep talking about you. I'm going to keep talking about all these people I've talked to. Talk to these folks. Tell them, hey, I'd like to hear you say, I talked to such and such and such and such. And this person over here in Washington and another in Idaho, and another one in Ohio. I mean, let's get a report on these people. Let's see what they're saying. Make it uncomfortable for them to be noticed that they're not paying attention. That's what we need to do. We need to do it in mass. Now, you know, a lot of us in this alternative media have had this idea. We know how to do this. We're going to have a radio network. We're going to have a lot of people talking. We're going to talk about things, and we're going to let people know, and they're going to get pissed off. Yeah, well, that's a good idea. I mean, people need to. They need to wake up and think about it. Then what's going to happen? Well, they're going to talk to other people. Then what's going to happen? They're going to listen, and they're going to get pissed off, too. And then what's going to happen? Well, they're going to talk to even more people. And then what's going to happen? Then we're going to have a lot more people pissed off. And then what happens? Well, we got a lot of people pissed off. See, we're not going anywhere. We're getting angry. We're upset. But we're not applying any of this energy to what will really change things. You notice that? That's what's going on here. Now, if we can find ways to start pressuring people in an organized manner, keeping them legitimate, call them and ask them. I've called Lauren Boebert. I've called Ken Buck. I've called several people about the whole impeachment issue. I said, you know, you may not like Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's brought up the impeachment issue, and she keeps coming back with it. And now one of the representatives from, I think his name is Gibbs, is that right, down in Arizona, has talked about it too. I mean, this is something that's coming up very quickly. Why should we press impeachment? Because it's going to throw a wrench in their plans. That's why. We need to press the highest office in the land right now. And it needs to be done. They pulled this off twice on Trump for no reason at all. We got every reason to demand an impeachment of this idiot, this stinky pants old pervert that is not wasn't even elected, Prince. We can't stand for this. We have to put pressure on Washington, D.C. Now, I don't like them at all. I don't like them, and I think, you know, you don't either. But the bottom line is we have to hold these people accountable, and we can do it. It works if you can get it organized. They are going to come off after us, and they're going to start shutting down our communications. They have this social credit score system that is going in with your smartphone. Yeah, that's right. You don't need your smartphone. As a matter of fact, that Virginia Farber, a really fine lady who's been against all this, has been on this show with Steve and I many times. I was going to call her to get on tonight, but I'll be doing a show tomorrow here, and she may join me. We'll tell you about all the dangerous technology. RFK Jr. won a case against this in the Ninth Circuit, okay? He actually beat all the telecom companies and proved that they have not certified these devices as safe. Now, what happened was the FCC went right around that, and the business people said, well, we're not going to stop. Well, you know, we still have them on a high court ruling. This is the U.S. Supreme Court of Appeals that has already ruled this way, so they're illegal right now. You can go to your city council and say, hey, how much money are you going to put in on this? You know, we're going to be suing you for the dangerous radiation you're putting out on this. You're going to be liable. All these health companies, all the Pfizer should be literally shook up upside down. Every penny and every patent and everything that they've had should be surrendered now. We have all the information. We are going to the EU. They remember the Nuremberg trials. Friends, we've got a lot of people out there who are all around the world. They're waiting on us as well. They want to see the U.S. perform. These people are looking to us to grow up. We've got to be able to handle this. In the story of the unjust judge, in the 18th chapter of Luke, I believe it is, there was a woman who was afflicted by some evil person, and she went to the judge, and she said, avenge me, my adversary, it's your job. And the judge would not listen to her because he didn't fear God and he didn't fear man. Does that sound familiar? This is what's happening with these people. They're not paying attention to what we're saying. But what she kept doing is coming back day after day after day after day. Judge, avenge me, my adversary. It's your job. It's your job. It's your obligation, Judge. Judge, avenge me, my adversary. Finally, this judge said, this woman is going to wear me out. This woman is going to wear me out. I'm going to avenge her adversary. Jesus says, hear what the unjust judge says. Shall not God avenge his very elect? If they don't tire out and get discouraged and say it's all over, come on, friends, we got to stay at it. We got to wear these people down. That's what it's going to take. All right, another break coming up real quick here. One more segment here on Off the Beaten Path, and I'll be right back. Stay tuned to RBN. Support our sponsors and help the network. You got to do it. You see, the life I live is the life I choose. I follow no one's laws, follow no one's rules. When it's heads, I win, and tells you lose. It's not the game in which I choose. Hey, hey. Up at noon, he's gonna catch up to me soon.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Love it, man. Babaloo. Good music. Steve's got some great music on his show. He really does. Steve Elkins, Off the Beaten Path is the name of the program. He's out tonight. I'm sitting in for him. I'm hoping he's going to be back next week. We'll see. I hope he feels better. We just keep praying for him, friends. He's getting over it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to use faith. You know, we've got to use faith, friends. If you don't have faith, you know, I'm going to finish that up. You know, remember I was telling you about the little woman, you know, an older lady, she had nothing, but she'd been wronged terribly. It was this judge's job to take care of it, and he wasn't doing it. And she just came at it day after day after day, stayed with it. She was not going to let him up. Every day she made a point, you know. I mean, we could get on the phone and call three different congresspeople, two senators and one congressperson every day if we wanted to. And if we started doing that in mass, their phones just kept ringing. Ringing, ringing, ringing. These people would say, you know, it's not fun being in Washington. Yeah, it isn't. I'd like to have a report card. These people do not want to be held up for their comments. And you can tell them, hey, you know, I'm a radio talk show host. I called in on radio shows all the time. And I want the listeners to know what he has to say about this. Oh, no comment? He doesn't have any idea? Oh, really? I'm sure this guy must be thinking something with all the money he's taking up there and what you're doing with all of our money. I don't care whether it's the debt ceiling or whatever, but the reality is we need to press for justice right now. We have to say we know things have gone wrong. The media needs to be sued, friends, for recklessly endangering you. Hey, I'll tell you something. If I make a mistake and somebody tells me you were wrong about something, I'm going to come back and try to correct it the best I can, because that's what I owe you. I owe you the truth. These people have lied to you about 9/11. They've lied to you about the HIV. As I pointed out, they've lied to you about everything. but you got to keep coming after them. You know, and just like it says here, the scriptures, Luke chapter 18, though the judge would not do what he was supposed to do, he wouldn't do his job. Yet because this widow troubleth me, he says, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wears me out, she wearies me. And Jesus said, hear what the unjust judge said. And it shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. God's not an unjust judge, friends. He says, I tell you, nevertheless, he will avenge them. But he says this, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Are people going to stay with it? Are they going to be doing what they have to? Are you going to stay in the fight? Or are you going to roll up and I'm going to get myself a helmet and dig a hole and live out here somewhere and let it all blow over? You know, we got to fight it, friends. We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. Pen is mightier than the sword, friends. Think about that. Use the pen, please. Hey, I'll be back again tomorrow for Lightspeed, right here on the network. In the meantime, support RBN. Keep us on the air. Let's keep this word going out. Encourage people. We can win. It's turning in our direction, I'm telling you. It may be slow, but these people are collapsing. This evil system is collapsing. Stay with us right here on the network.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.